as far as resources are concerned for schools, it really sort of depends on the school and what kind of abilities they have or what kind of sort of need that they have. And I've yet to see a school in all the years I've been doing this that doesn't have some sort of a need. Even the schools that say, "Oh, that doesn't happen here," happens there. And so, you know, there are lots of resources out there. We tend to use the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which is a sort of quasi-federal agency that does, they're the people that do Amber Alerts, but they also do a whole lot of really good research and training and outreach as far as all different kinds of technology-facilitated crimes and cyberbullying and things like that. So they have a curriculum for schools. They have a website for parents and sort of directions and ideas for parents. They have a subsidiary site for kids from preschool all the way up to high school, where they have age-appropriate interactive games and activities that the kids can do that that they think are fun, and they don't realize that they're learning something, hopefully. So there are a lot of resources, both, you know, good and not so good out there, but we tend to turn to the National Center just because they're very, very up to date as far as the technology and what issues are going on out there.